And you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Anything else?
Graveyard.
Okay. What do you think of as the difference between graveyard and cemetery?
I don't think any difference. Same thing.
What about a place, say, on someone's farm where some just members of the family have been buried?
I just think of it as being a family plot, cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And what they put the body in?
A casket.
Okay. And any old-fashioned names for that?
Coffin.
Okay. And you say he was a real important man. Everybody came to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say there.
In mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asked how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that?
Rheumatism.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Arthritis.
Huh?
Arthritis.
Okay. And a very bad sore throat that people used to get and children would die from it.
Strep throat.
Or they'd choke up in the night.
Croup.
Or dip.
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with it, so I don't know. Diphtheria, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that was before your time, though.
No, and so we don't hear anybody having it anymore.
What about something that makes your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Hepatitis, yellow jaundice.
Okay. And if you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation?
It's appendicitis.
Okay. Do you remember what old people used to call it?
Yes.
Okay.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it wouldn't stay down, you'd say you had to
vomit.
Okay, any other words that mean vomit?
I'd have to regurgitate.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying that?
Puke.
Okay. And say if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
On his stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl and kept going over to her house and so forth, you'd say he was
in love with her. Right?
Okay. Do you use an expression like courting her? Or
dare you hear that? Going with her.
Mm-hmm.
You're courting sometimes.
Would you say
courting? I don't know whether I'd use it or not.
Any real old-fashioned expression?
Sparking.
Okay. And in this case, he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
Any old-fashioned names for that? Boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't think any right now.
Okay. And say if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been doing what?
I don't know. Smooching.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say she
broke up with him.
Okay. Or you say he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Okay. And or they were engaged and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
Okay. But if she would you use any other expression like turn him down or gave him the sack or jilted him or
turn him down.
How would you use that?
If he'd asked her to marry him, she turned him down.
Okay. And, but say if she didn't turn him down, then go ahead and get
married.
And, any joking ways of saying that?
Hitched.
Okay. And, at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And, remember, after a wedding, people in town would fire off pistols and ring cow bells and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever remember hearing about that?
Mm-hmm.